Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, Fox?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
Has President Biden ever been to the southern border?
In his life?
Yeah.
Today's mass shooting at a grocery store in Collierville, Tennessee.
Evidence the Biden family was, in fact, selling access to Joe Biden.
My concern is how we're going to pay for it. Funding for government has to be done by October 1st.
It's going to keep getting worse.
God knows I'm coming, tra-la, tra-la. The Cubbies are going, tra-la, tra-la. The Cardinals are coming.
Yeah, thanks, Carl, for whipping us up over our Cardinals. We're celebrating that. He dug up something from the 1960s.
Yep.
Styx, Bear, and Fuller, you said?
With KMOX.
Wow. There
and
you go.
Harry Carey's on it, too.
I didn't hear his voice. It's usually kind of distinctive.
I didn't use that part.
No, I don't do a good Harry Carey either. Hey, glad you're back with us on the Mark Cox Morning Show. I don't know if you've been sleeping under a rock or not paying attention to what's going on, but more radical proposals rolling down the hill from the Biden administration and what they're trying to get put in place with this America Families Plan. It's just maddening. Like a top tax rate of 40%, they're going to take half your stuff. Because you didn't earn that. Apparently, you didn't build that. It's just crazy. Happy to have Hogan Gidley on the phone with us right now. Currently, he's a Newsmax contributor, former press secretary for President Donald Trump. Hogan, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate the time.
Absolutely. So Newsmax, which also puts out a magazine, is covering this issue that's coming up, and that is your shrinking dollar under Joe Biden's policies. That may be an understatement.
Understatement is correct. And Newsmax covers a lot of the failures of this administration. Look, I have to say it's not unique for any incoming president or sitting president or new president to be tested on the global stage, both nationally here in America with domestic issues and internationally as well. What is unique is how many times Joe Biden has failed. Every single challenge he's been faced with has absolutely hurt the American people. And one thing I really didn't realize when I went to work in the White House for, you know, 4 years, 3.5 years, was that the policies we pass really do matter. They impact people's lives. And Donald Trump's policies made our lives better. And what we're seeing with Joe Biden, the inflation's one thing. I mean, you're paying more for goods and services. You're begging OPEC to give us better gas prices when we stopped all of the energy producing that we did under Donald Trump. And now we have, you know, we're beholden to countries that aren't necessarily our friends in the Middle East and Russia and China for oil. That's an issue in and of itself. But on top of that, after promising not to raise your taxes, which we on the campaign said Joe Biden is going to raise your taxes. Listen to his words. The math doesn't add up. All the bipartisan groups say the taxes are going up, and they're going up on the middle class. Lo and behold, it's coming to pass. And so whatever Donald Trump said, he got mocked for, he got derided, for the claims he made. And every single one of them has turned out to be true. And Joe Biden continues to push these damaging policies that are not going to improve your lives, but instead hurt the American people, whether it's, that feckless, ridiculous border policy or these massive tax increases. And you know what? I don't mean to say this in a mean way, but this is what you voted for.
Yeah.
So this is what you get.
Yeah. I mean, after all, wouldn't we prefer stagflation over mean tweets? I mean, honestly.
That's exactly right. And I used to, when I went out on the road with like the first lady and I would introduce, I would say, who likes every tweet? And you'd always have someone say, I like every tweet. But I would say, but do you like the policies? Right? Do you feel safer? Are your families more profitable? Are you more successful? Do you feel as though the border's closed and people aren't taking your jobs and jobs are coming back into this country? And they always would clap and say, yes. So, you made the calculation. And they decided that the mean tweets were important to so many in the country. And I'll say it like this. The media was willing to focus on Donald Trump's personality and not his policies. And so now we have a guy, you get to focus on his policies. Because after all, he's not tweeting all the time. Sure, whatever. Focus on his policies. And it shows it's worse. Much worse.
And he won't talk to the media. He avoids them. It's really embarrassing. And, you watch this from the inside as to how the press corps handled Donald Trump. Donald Trump handled the press corps as well. He knew them by name. He wasn't afraid to take their questions. And now we've got a press corps that, by the way, because Politico covered it, we've suddenly decided Hunter Biden's laptop might be a story after all.
Unbelievable.
18 months later. Yeah.
I'll tell you, Donald Trump, too, you always want to tell a president who's in the room because the press pool always changes.
Yes.
The press pool that travels with the president. So, Mr. President, here's a list of the people in the room. Just so you know, this person wrote a bad story. This person didn't tell the truth about something you had done. And he'd say, okay, that's great. No problem. And we just say, call on who you want, because you could never tell Donald Trump what to do.
Right.
With that. And he before he went out, he'd say something like, now, who wrote the bad story? And you'd say it. And he'd slap you on the shoulder and wink at you. The first person he'd call on would be the person who wrote the bad story.
And he'd usually call him out.
He wasn't afraid of any of it. He wasn't afraid, and he'd call him out for it every time because he wasn't afraid of it. But I ask, what did you think was going to happen? Joe Biden's whole campaign was run from a basement.
Yes.
He refused to go on and talk about issues in a significant way. He had scripted questions, scripted answers on a teleprompter. He couldn't get through that half the time. We saw the video of him reading off a teleprompter. And the same thing's happening now. He can't be bothered with all the issues facing the American. He can't be bothered. He's got other stuff to do, like bike through Delaware and spend time at Camp David. That's what's so disgusting here.
And these
issues facing the people. He's not taking any of the questions. And by the way, one thing I'll say, there was an article written in, I can remember the author, I'd tell you. But it was Jonah Goldberg, I think, over whatever his column is, about the language Biden's using. He's saying it as though it's happening to him, that he's just a bystander.
Yeah.
Instead of, he did all these things. It's his policies. It's like, I can't do anything about it. Sorry, it's just happening to me. But it's his policies that caused the problems.
Yeah. Hogan Gidley, my guest right now. Hogan, before I let you go, do you think, as a former Trump administration official, that he's running for office again? Is he going to run for president?
Ooh, I don't know. I kind of go back and forth here. I'm a 50-50 guy. When I talk to him, I think he is. But then I kind of think about it, maybe not. I'm not sure. Look, every time we have a conversation, we spoke a couple days ago, and he makes the point, look at what's happening to our people. It's not, hey, look, my policies are being overturned, or hey, look what they did to all my good my good things that I implemented. It's look at what the people are going through, which is what got him in the race in the first place back in 2016. Remember, he didn't need to do this. We always talk about him being a billionaire, and Republicans always want to hide their success. He said, no, I'm successful. Now I want to make you successful. I want to make the environment possible for you to also succeed. And he's got the same mentality now that he had then, which is, this is about you guys. You guys are suffering, and I don't like watching you suffer. I don't like our country being ripped apart by bad leadership. So I'm not sure. I'm not trying to lean on it one way or the other. I really am kind of at 50-50, but Lord knows his policies were successful and people miss them. By polling, a lot of folks say they miss not just Donald Trump, but they miss those those policies that really improve their lives.
Amen. Well said, sir. Hogan Gidley, always great to have you on. Thank you.
Anytime. Thanks so much.
We'll catch you on the Newsmax. We appreciate your time there. Thank you. At J. Hogan Gidley, if you want to follow him on Twitter, if you don't already. All right. What say you? I got time for your phone calls here at 314-241-9797. A few stories we haven't covered yet we're going to get to. Ryan Wiggins at the bottom of the hour on this Arizona audit, which some people are already claiming is out, but that's not exactly the case. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So, Carl, tell me what I'm playing here.
Is this local? No?
Yeah. That is Sammy Hagar.
Wow.
Covering the Rolling Stones song Connection from their 1966 album.
Well, I can tell it's Sammy.
It's when he was with Montrose.
Oh.
So he's young. Since you're playing all Rolling Stones music this morning, I found a Sammy Hagar cover song for you.
Nice.
Isn't that nice?
There I appreciate that. I love the work that you put into it.
I get a little Sammy on here. Which is makes me happy. We've been playing only Stone stuff all morning. You know, Sir Mick, if you're listening, because I know you're in St. Louis, it's not that I am not a huge fan. I love the Stones. I really do. And I just don't know that I have them in my rotation here.
You do, currently. Actually.
Oh, do we have the Stones
you
in
have
rotation?
This song.
Oh, that's right. We do. All right. Good.
But now we've been kicked off Facebook.
Oh, have they kicked us off because we played too long?
No, I cut it off after 3 seconds.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, then don't get us in trouble. But that's good, though. The Stones coming Sunday. It's going to be a big deal. You got to wonder how much longer they're out performing. I just don't know. That's the saddest thing about it for me when I go and see one of my favorite rock bands, and I know that everybody on that stage is in their 70s now. And you wonder... You know, they're not digging ditches and they're not running marathons, but how much longer can you keep playing? I mean, think about that. Maybe it's different for musicians who have that muscle memory and that reflex and all that stuff, but your voice changes a little bit as you get older. Sometimes you get arthritis. I can't imagine a lot of these guitarists don't suffer with arthritis of some sort
carpal
in their fingers.
Tunnel.
Carpal tunnel? I don't know. But they're still killing it out there. The Stones are anyway. I told you I interviewed Grace Slick one time from Jefferson Starship, Jefferson Airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, I was still anchoring at Channel 4, so must have been in the mid-2000s, maybe 2006. She had already retired. And she was brutal on these guys that are still performing. She didn't take any prisoners to begin with. Grace Slick did. And she still had those beautiful blue eyes, but she had, you know, jet white hair pulled back in a bun behind her head. She was here because
she was doing paintings.
She's an artist now, and she travels the country and she shows off her art, which is pretty funny. But We're sitting on the set and we're taping something for a weekend show with Grace Slick talking about her art and what compelled her. And she was happy to talk about her music career. And I asked her why she didn't keep performing because she had such a beautiful voice. She goes, because at some point you got to call it quit, she said. And these old guys that just keep getting out, you got to know when to say when. And they don't. And she was rough on them. She didn't name names, but she couldn't believe they were all still doing it. But if you can still do it at a high level, why not? Why would you not do that?
And she knows all these people, too.
Yeah, unlike an athlete. I mean, Brady's the exception to the rule, but unlike athletes that are retiring because they've lost a step or two, you know, fans are willing to forgive and forget if you can't hit the high notes. And I just saw Guns N' Roses, trust me. Mm-hmm. Fans are willing to forgive and forget if Axl can't still hit the high notes.
Bob Seger cannot hit the high notes. Daryl Hall cannot hit the high notes anymore.
Yeah. Now, I wondered what Air Supply sounded like when they were in town recently.
I heard they were great.
Really? Because that's some pretty high-pitched music back in the day. Lost in Love and all that stuff. I don't know how they could still carry that tune these days. But, you know, what do I know? I'm not a music critic. I'm just pointing that out. The other funny Grace Slick story, if you haven't heard this. So I'm sitting on the set with Grace Slick where there was some delay tape back in the tape room. They were having some problems with the recording. And so we're waiting. And all of a sudden, one of my producers sticks his head in the studio down there, Channel 4. And he goes, Miss Slick. She goes, yes. He said, the mayor of St. Louis is here. And he's a big fan. It was back when Francis Slay was the mayor. And she said, and he's wondering if he could get a picture with you. And she said, yeah, only if he's a Democrat, she said, because I'm not getting any pictures with any damned Republicans, is what she said sitting in there. And I'm silently laughing to myself, thinking, if you only knew the thoughts that are going through my head right now. But as a journalist, I didn't say those things, right? But anyway,
you already had your picture with her.
I had my picture with her right on the set. I've got it in my album at the home. It was fantastic.
And you wouldn't say the opposite.
No, I wouldn't.
Right.
I had no problem getting a picture with her. I don't care what her politics are. I mean, I loved her music. I'm getting my picture taken, you know, with
somebody
that I disagree with politically. It's just that's the silly part of the world that we're in right now. She didn't want anything to do. And then bear in mind, this would have been back during the Bush administration, right? It was before Obama got elected. And she was pretty bitter about her politics, even back then. She also confirmed that all the rumors you heard about the crazy stuff they did in San Francisco were probably true, but she couldn't really remember because of all the drugs they were on back then. Holy cow. Hey, coming up, it's Wiggins World, and we all just live in it. That's Ryan Wiggins. We're going to talk to him about what's going on with this audit in Arizona, what we know this morning and what we don't, which is important because I feel like he and I have been the only ones covering it. Stick around. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode, and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A crap sandwich with a smile is still a crap sandwich.
That's true, and we're getting some crap sandwiches out of Arizona this morning. Can I just point that out from Colonel Alan West there? The mainstream media is all over leaked reports about the Arizona audit. Let's get to our Wiggins.
Oh, Wiggins!
Ryan Wiggins, host of the newest show on the radio station, Wiggins America, from 6 to 8 every Saturday morning. Ryan, welcome back.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
It's like deja vu all over again. Didn't we just have you on yesterday?
This is crazy. I don't know what I'm doing here. Just get rid of me.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, glad to have Ryan on here because I'll be honest with you. I mean, Ryan and I have both been trying our best to talk about the issues in the 2020 election, even if Everybody else wants to kind of forget about it, right? We know there were issues across the country, but the mainstream media wants to keep saying, well, the courts have found no credible evidence of anything going wrong in 2020. So this morning, Ryan, I'm watching all the news feeds when I get in here this morning, doing my extensive show prep as I do every day for this program. And these are the headlines this morning. The Arizona Mirror. Arizona audit finds Biden won by more votes. No evidence of fraud. Draft report, CNN, from partisan Arizona Review, confirms Biden defeated Trump in Maricopa County. Every headline said the same thing. You know why? Because the leak about the contents of this audit came from Maricopa County, which wants you to think there was nothing wrong. We haven't seen the report yet. We're still waiting until 3 o'clock this afternoon. What say you?
Man, isn't it weird how Maricopa County has fought this so hard? That's why I've been interested in it the whole time, is because, of course, like you said, we've been looking into election integrity issues since November 4th. I wish we would have looked into them long before that as a party and, people who monitor these things. But we thought we had a secure system. And then after November 4th, we started hearing lots and lots and lots of reports that we don't. So this one, to me, the Arizona audit is key to the whole thing, because all the rest of them are sort of anecdotal. And like you said, they keep using the word, well, it's baseless. These baseless claims that the president makes, well, they're baseless because nobody will look at them. Yes. The Arizona audit is the one that's looking at all of this in depth, and they're scared to death of it. And so, yeah, these leaks, they're from Maricopa County, and, you know, everybody and their brother is either trying to ignore this audit, which is significant, or trying to discredit it at every turn. And so this looks like that to me, the day of. Well, you know, we're going to find out this afternoon. So
they've done a very good job of stopping leaks on this throughout the process. I mean, it's been months now, and nobody's really gotten a clue as to what's been going on with it one way or the other. On the day of the announcement at 3 o'clock this afternoon, suddenly Maricopa County has announced that it's gotten some breaking news on this. Here's how Salon, you expect the worst from outlets like Salon, hard lefty group, right? Here's their headline. Mm-hmm. Trump's Arizona audit, I didn't know it was Donald Trump's audit, ends in second humiliating defeat.
It's over now, is it?
Yeah, it's over, apparently, before it ever started. Here's what Christina Bob pointed out to me this morning, who's a reporter for OANN. She's been on the ground down there right now. Here's where people are taking their eye off the ball. And the left, to their peril, are taking their eye off the ball here as well. I probably shouldn't warn them about that. She says this is a gross perversion of what's in the report. There is plenty of evidence of enough illegal votes to have changed the outcome of the election 5 to 6 times. Now,
wow,
think about that.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
So Boris Epstein used to work for President Trump. He has tweeted out about this as well, saying the number of illegal ballots is over 4 times the current amount separating President Trump and Joe Biden in Arizona as a whole. It should never have been certified, is his argument here. So here's what I'll tell you what Maricopa County's done, because some analysis is due here. What they've done is taken the portion of the report that strictly looked at recounting the ballots. Now, a lot of places do recounts, and whenever that happens, they'll occasionally find a stray ballot that was either a pro or a con. So it might change the numbers a minimal amount, maybe 8 or 10 one direction or another, maybe 100 one direction or another. That's not what this forensic audit was about. The forensic audit was looking deeper than that at who voted and how they voted, right? So when they roll this report out this afternoon at 3 o'clock, that's what I'm expecting to hear. And once they have the results, and Maricopa County fought them every step of the way here, Ryan, once they have these results, guess what's going to happen? The Attorney General in Arizona, Mark Brnovich, is going to open a criminal investigation. He will then have subpoena power to get the information that Maricopa County has been holding back. So that is the next step in all of this. It wasn't about the cyber ninjas rolling out enough evidence to overturn the election. It was about them finding the problems that were underneath the surface so that the attorney general could come in and take a closer look at this.
Yeah, which is why the Board of Supervisors are so worried about it and why this leak stuff is coming from them. And I guess I shouldn't be surprised that the mainstream media is covering it this way. This is the way they've covered it the whole time when they've chosen to cover it, because mostly they've ignored it. But some of the stuff you're saying I have seen this morning. I don't know if you follow Josh Barnett. He's a congressional candidate in Arizona. He's been all over this, too. And he said exactly what you just said. He said, look, what's being leaked right now is a very, very small portion of what we expect to see this afternoon, which is exactly what you said. It's the recount numbers. So and when you see the mainstream media reporting about this today, they're saying recount. They're saying that word because they're just talking about recounting what was already certified. Well, what he said was, Josh Barnett, he said, well, if you recount fraudulent ballots, you're going to get the same number. That's the point of the audit, is that you're not just recounting them. You're looking at them and seeing if they're legitimate or not, which is what they're going to actually report this afternoon.
One of the best investigative reports that I've watched in a long time came out of Atlanta a few years back when they started tracing tax returns, right, to addresses in the Atlanta area. They had some in investigative reporter down there who was pretty on his game, who started tracking these things down. And he found that there was one address in suburban Atlanta where millions of dollars in tax returns have been shipped. And he goes there and he knocks on the door, and the Hispanic looking guy opens the door, and he doesn't speak very good English. And they finally find out, thanks to this guy's reporting, that people have been filing fraudulent tax returns, non-citizens. Millions of dollars in checks have been shipped to this trailer in the outskirts of Atlanta, and they were funneling that money back to Mexico, right? And if not for him digging a little deeper and looking into that, we never would have known what was going on there. So here's what we know about Arizona. We know that there's evidence that these ballots were mailed out to everyone. A lot of times they were mailed to addresses in commercial districts where nobody lives, right? It's like a bottling district or a warehouse district. People don't live there. Your ballot gets mailed to your house. So if votes came from the ballots that were mailed to those areas, those votes shouldn't count. But none of these are questions that have ever been examined in any of these elections across the country.
No, exactly, and that's what's been the problem so far is that up until now, we see lots of numbers. You and I both, we talk about these things.
Yeah.
You see lots of numbers that you're like, that's really fishy. What needs to happen now is that this audit and the Arizona Senate needs to say, okay, these are beyond fishy. These are stamp done. These are fraudulent ballots. These are fraudulent votes. Because that's what it's going to take, like you said, to get the Attorney General involved. And so that's what we're hoping, you know, let's turn the page. Let's move to the next chapter beyond just fishy and get into, okay, these were actually fraudulent ballots, and find out who's responsible if there are.
We'll know soon, but it's another great example of the media grabbing something and running with what it wants to be the story before the story actually happens at about 3 o'clock this afternoon. I'm sure Reardon will be covering it during his program, and Ryan will be listening to Wiggins America tomorrow morning between 6 and 8 for your analysis as well.
You got it. We'll be all over it.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
Yep. Ryan Wiggins there, ladies and gentlemen. At Radio Wiggins, if you want to follow him on Twitter. Let me get to a quick break here. If you used to look forward to Q and the Lou all the time, I used to love going down there and eating all the great food. Like everything else, the pandemic put a dent in that last year. They're back better than ever. We're going to tell you all about it in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned. You know, you got to wonder, we keep playing these Stone songs. We know Mick and the boys, or at least Mick's in town, because we've seen evidence of it. He was down on the Arch Grounds yesterday. And he's got to eat. So my question now for Mike Johnson, who's the chef and owner at Sugar Fire, is has he not been to Sugar Fire yet? What's he missing here?
Have you seen
here?
Him? He weighs like 110 pounds.
I know, skinny.
He needs barbecue. He's eating nuts and berries, trying to live another 10 years, make some more money.
No kidding, man. He looked great.
I know.
I couldn't believe it. He looks as skinny as he ever did. Like, just
for 78?
For 78 years old.
Those guys do go out to eat, though, because my partner Charlie and I, we went to see him in Nashville a few years ago. And we were at a restaurant late at night, like 10:30. And the waiter said, "Don't get ready. Here they come." And they came, and we were the only ones in the restaurant. And here they came. They all came in and had dinner at 10:30 at night. So
wow.
They'll go out to eat. I don't think they're coming to my places.
You'll know when the bodyguards come in.
More of a high end. Yeah, I got. I took a picture, and the guy took my camera and deleted it.
Really?
Yeah, what? For real.
Yesterday?
Yeah. No. This is like five years ago
when you were there. Yeah, that's funny. I guess they got to be so protective of their image.
What am I going to do with a picture?
Well, thank
of
you.
Yeah, he talked to us too.
No kidding.
Yeah, Charlie said, "Hey, we'll see you tomorrow night," and he said, "At the gig."
At the gig.
And we're like, first watch. Yeah, the gig. What are you talking about?
That's funny. Because my friend who videotaped him walking from the arts grounds yesterday, the security guards came over and they stood right in front of him, puffed their chests up, and they stood and they just stared at him. One of them tried to get between him and Mick as he was walking by, like he was going to do something to him. Guess that's what they get paid for.
Wow. Didn't you hear about the blues guy that got mugged under there?
Yeah, like, Mick, what were you doing? That's funny. Mike, listen, so happy that you're in here. We're going to talk about Q in the Lou in a few minutes, but I have to tell you, had the opportunity to go to the Bomarito 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway,
nice.
And when I got over there to the VIP area, I was thrilled to find out they were serving Sugar Fire.
Yeah, no, that's a great event. We try and get into all these events. We do, like, I mean, concerts, we're in the Enterprise Center. I try and get in a lot of that stuff.
Wow. Yeah. So are you one of those guys, I don't know how the origins of Sugar Fire, but were you one of those guys that, like, traveled around and did the barbecue competitions and all that? Is that how you got started?
I did that after. I actually was a chef. I worked in Europe. I was in France at, like, the best restaurant. I worked at I came up working for Emeril. I don't know if you ever heard of Emeril.
I've heard of that guy somewhere. Yeah.
18. I met him before he opened his first restaurant. I was with him for years. I worked for a guy called Charlie Trotter in Chicago for years, like the best restaurants, French Laundry.
Wow.
And then I opened nice restaurants, and I just kept losing more and more money. And then I was like, why don't I try and barbecue this thing? And then I got lucky. I got on TV real quick and, got lucky.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Sugar. I do the competitions now, though.
You do them now?
Yeah. Oh, I just did one last. I did the American Royal last weekend in Kansas City. It's World Championship.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love going to those things when they get staged, because you get
fun.
To taste a little bit of everything.
Yeah. This one, the Q and Lou, though, is better than those, though, because these big world championships like Memphis in May and American Royal, you can't really eat the food as a spectator. You're not supposed to walk around, but everyone's got their own thing. This is the opposite. People come in for free, and it's just all these world-famous pitmasters cooking food and just giving it to people. I mean, they had to pay for it.
You pay as you go, right?
For a plate. It's free to get in.
Fantastic. Yeah. So how many do you have this year for Q and the Lou? Any idea?
How many pitmasters?
No, I just wondered how many different barbecue groups are coming in. Do we know?
Yeah, there's probably, I'd say about 10, but the world's best. There's John David Wheeler from Memphis Barbecue Company. He's 3-time world champion. 2M is my favorite. They're out of San Antonio, like a Tex-Mex barbecue, but they're huge. Ubon's out of Yazoo City. There's all kinds of great people coming.
Sugar Fire.
Yeah, Sugar Fire. Yeah. We got Mike Emerson's returning from Hawaii for Pappy's. We got the Beast this year. Usually, it's just us and Pappy's. This year we got the Beast in there too, so there's a really good St. Louis.
He was just on TV. He was on the Food Network.
Yeah. My girlfriend was on that too.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she was on the same one. Yeah.
So what's your favorite barbecue? What's your favorite dish that you guys serve?
Boy. If I had to pick one, I like ribs. I eat ribs
every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Because I'll go and hit a couple restaurants, I'll taste a little piece, make sure everything's cool. And every day I mean, for the last 10, 12 years, I've eaten several ribs.
That's awesome.
You can tell by my physique.
Me too. Yeah, you can tell by my physique too. Yeah, no. How fantastic. So give us the details on the when and where. It's the weekend of the first, right?
Keener Plaza, the first to the third. Friday is usually a good night. That starts at 5 and ends at 9. And that's just like a little kickoff. Saturday is usually pretty crazy. It goes all day and all night. And then Sunday goes from 11 to 6.
Is there baseball in town that weekend? I don't know if they're.
I think
they're
Cubs
here.
Are in town.
Oh, are they?
Is
oh,
that right?
Nice.
I don't know. I could be lying. I thought I remember saying, it's Cards Cubs weekend.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, probably. Yeah. It would make sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll have to look into that. But wow, what a great event to come downtown and get some great barbecue.
It's the best event. I do this stuff all over the world. I do these in Australia all the time, every year a few. I do them in Brazil. I do them in Europe a lot. And these Q ones are my favorites. We do them St. Louis, Denver, Kansas City, and this year we added Jacksonville, Florida.
And our friend Brian Wabi's helped put all
Wabi,
that together.
You know it. Wabi's guy. He's listening right now.
Is he really?
Yes.
Hi, Brian.
Yeah.
Trump.
You made Wabi listen to conservative radio.
I just made Wabi drop his
his coffee because I said the word Trump. I'm just kidding. A Q in the Lou. Go check it out. It's going to be October 1st to the 3rd down at Keener Plaza. Mike Johnson, chef and owner at Sugar Fire, thank you so much for coming down.
Appreciate it, guys.
Great to meet you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
you
that. Stay tuned. Kilmeade's up next. The Annie Fry Show at noon and Mark Reardon at 3 o'clock. We'll see you Monday morning.
Get more at 971talk.com. Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!